Welcome back to the KMOT Ag Expo. I'm Mick Kerr, broadcasting from the Legacy Seeds booth here. It's a great day. A lot of folks have come out, and I suppose the weather had something to do with it. I don't know. It's a wind is gusting to 44 miles an hour up in Bowbells, so about 38 miles an hour here. So a little breezy, but it's mild, much milder than it is up and down the I-29 corridor. But it's not as warm as it is in Bowman today. Jim Sabby of Pipers joins us now, and you guys have had a relative heat wave out there.
We've had. Today it's 36, and I see we're supposed to be in the mid-40s for the weekend, but you know, every week we have 3-4 days of 40s, and then we get down into the 20s, and we had a little snow here the last couple of days. When I say a little, it's nothing compared to what everybody else has had. We probably had an inch, but we're pretty bare out there, and we're actually hoping for snow so we get some moisture in the ground. But, you know, the roads were pretty icy coming up here last night, and a few bad accidents on the way, but
yeah.
Managed through, and I thought it'd be kind of slow here this morning because of the road conditions, but man, this place filled up in a hurry this morning, and it's a great crowd.
Yeah, the largest indoor farm show in the upper Midwest, and they're back to 100% full of booths, of people who are doing everything from selling sprayers to selling seed to selling buildings and getting ready for auction. So you guys have been busy lately at
Pipers.
We
have. It's been unbelievable. We're booking auctions daily. The way it seems like land auctions and machinery auctions, we're working on a lot more. We have quite a few lined up for the spring. Just had a huge auction last week that I was talking about, the 2019 Red Equipment. That combine went for $320,000, headed to Kansas.
Amazing.
The sprayer was at $350,000. 2019 green cart that went for $120,000, quad track at $250,000. I mean, it was just an unbelievable sale. The seller was very tickled with what happened there. And that's what we're seeing in machinery prices all over the country. And we're telling everybody, you know, where there's a shortage, you're looking for stuff. I mean, you can't even buy parts for a lot of this stuff anymore.
Right.
You know, guys are telling me discs for their drills. You know, each dealership's getting allotted so many. And so now this used drill prices come up if they've got a good set of discs on them, you know. So it's just been a very different year, and we're having the same thing in land prices. Every time we have a sale, we've got new highs. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter where we're at. We had a lease auction last week or 2 weeks ago down by Flasher Carson area to lease a place, and it was grass and hay ground and with a little farm ground mixed in it for $58 an acre, and that's in western North Dakota.
Wow.
So things have really picked up. Farmers and ranchers are in the buying mode, and so we're trying to help them out by getting this great equipment and get some great land for them.
When that happens, it's called a seller's market. The sellers are in the catbird seat.
Yes, huh? And we have more buyers and sellers, and that's what we're looking for. We tell that everybody all the time. You know, if you're going to sell, this quarter might be it because of the way the interest rates are going. We know the equipment's going to be there for a while just because they can't get any. But on the land end, if you're looking to sell, now's the time because if interest rates rise a little bit more, that's going to change things as a bank's perspective of how much they can loan. And of course, a lot of guys have a lot of cash involved. They have a lot of land already paid for. So that also jumps into it. But interest rates are going to be the main thing, and commodity prices are creeping back up and doing well, and cattle market's doing well. So we kind of gauge things on that, but boy, when we have a sale now, a land sale, you know, some places we'd have 15, 20 people there. Now we're getting 50 to 75 to 100 people at our sales.
Wow.
You know,
demand is there, the law of supply and demand. So you need more people to So you wouldn't really, you know, whether it's a retirement auction or somebody deciding, okay, I'm just going to liquidate, you don't have to do that. You can sell maybe two or three. Every farm has got something they haven't used for the last couple of years. Yeah. Just sell a few pieces.
Huh? And we do that. We do run some online sales. I still like having the live auction with online, but there's certain cases like last week, the guy had 9 pieces of equipment. Well, how do you run a machinery sale live with 9 pieces? So we did that online, and we got another online one coming this in February with not a lot of items on it, but it's just stuff that guys don't have any room for, they want to get rid of. And so we're running one of them a quarter, and then the rest of them are all live auctions with online.
Now, does what happens at the Mid-America Auction Center in Steele?
Well, I tell you what, that's been a busy place. We've got a lot of auctions surrounding it, and we have a big sale coming up there in April, but land auctions have been filling that place up. Machinery auctions, we've got a couple booked right around there. We got a really nice one at Turtle Lake. Unbelievable equipment, a nice John Deere sprayer, air seeder. He's got a Case IH quad track that's got very few hours on it, like 2,400 hours on his 2010 tractor.
Wow.
John Deere combine, I mean, very nice equipment. So if it's far enough where we can't bring it into Steele for the sale, we have it out at the place. And that guy's got enough equipment, but it's 38 pieces. But by the time you move 38 pieces from Turtle Lake to Steele, that's still quite a jaunt moving equipment. But,
yeah.
You know, we do that. But the Aaron Peterson in our Steele office is him and Abby there. They've really worked that well. I come over and help out quite a bit. I do now rent a house over in Steele and stay over there. It's kind of my second home. But people are fantastic around there. And they're getting really used to Darren being the staple of the community with selling land and machinery right there.
Super. All right. Well, is there any way of knowing how long this bubble is going to last? You mentioned interest rates. That could be a factor. But land is, and it's just so many reasons to have an auction right now.
It is. And that's a billion-dollar question right now when you really think about it. And that's why we're telling everybody this first quarter is what you really got to watch. If you're looking to sell, I mean, we just booked three more parcels of farm ground for sale, and we put them into early April just because we needed some extra time with them. But we're telling them we need 45 days to market this stuff. Let's get it done now. Let's get it done in March or early April before we see an increase in the rates. And you know, another thing that can change is this drought has created something, especially in western North Dakota, eastern Montana. Things are a little different out in eastern Montana. You know, it's dry all the way to the mountains, and it's dry all the way down into the Black Hills. So we got a big area there that, you know, things are a little tougher over there. They didn't have any prices, didn't have any hay. I mean, I got a big hay auction coming up in a couple of weeks that, you know, guys are trying to buy hay. You know, and you look at the prices, and it's tough for them. So we're finding those pockets where things aren't quite as rosy from just looking from the outside in, but they're still being very aggressive. They've got good capital behind them, most of them do, and they're trying to just string their herd along and try to make it work for this year, and we hope the good Lord will bring us some moisture.
For sure. All right. Well, again, many good reasons to get a hold of you guys at Pipers and just talk about it. Huh?
Yeah, and, you know, we'll come out and meet. We'll be anywhere in the state of North Dakota or South Dakota or Minnesota or Montana in 2.5 hours. We've got enough guys to cover the territory. But just give us a call. We'll give you a free consultation, tell you what we think land is. Kind of like appraisals on land. Now it's yesterday news. They, you know, we have sales and all of a sudden it's, you know, I'm going to use for example, but it appraised at $1,600 an acre. Now we're getting $2,500 an acre. Well, appraisals don't do you any good anymore. I mean, whatever it brings. That's the appraisal for the day.
Yeah.
And same on machinery. You know, so we can come out and kind of guide you through the whole process of selling your land or selling your machinery, be with you step by step, and hopefully we can get you the most money.
All right. What's coming up here in the next couple of weeks? What do you got on the auction lot? What's in the catalog here?
Well, I tell you what, this is our machinery catalog we got here at the sale or at the show here today. We've got some land auctions coming up in western North Dakota, Stark County. We've got a big one over in Weeble, Montana, and Beach, North Dakota land auction. It's just been one right after another. We got that hay auction coming up. I have a big lease auction on land north of Rame, North Dakota. That's out in my country. If you're interested in that, just get on our website and take a look. And then machinery auctions, we start in early March. We got online one coming up in February. And then in March, we start with our big auction in Bowman. And we've got a tremendous lineup of equipment already for that. And then we move into Jeff Presser's sale in Turtle Lake, North Dakota. Folks, you get on the website and take a look at his equipment. It's just like it's been babied. Everything's always sitting in the shed. Immaculate. I mean, when we walked on there the first day, I thought, wow, you know, and that's what the kind of equipment people want. that, hey, it's been sitting in the shed. This guy's a good operator, takes care of his equipment. So that's kind of our highlight of the spring, that one. And then we move into April, and we have in Baldwin, North Dakota, we've got a sale coming up, a 2015 Chevrolet pickup, Duramax diesel long box. Beautiful, beautiful pickup. Has 3,000 miles on it.
Oh, my goodness.
The gentleman's an estate sale. Gentleman passed away, and everything's been sitting in the shed. We got a stock trailer on there that probably never had livestock in it. We got a New Holland hay cutter on there, 18-foot head. I don't know if it's cut hardly anything, you know.
Amazing. Not the gently used, as you would refer to stuff that's kind of seen a good day or a bad day.
But, yeah.
All right, well, what before we run out of time, the website or the best way to get a hold of you?
I tell you what, go to pifers.com and click on machinery auctions or the land auctions, or get a hold of us at Bowman or the Steel office at 701-523-7366. Darren and Abby in the Steel office take care of you, and Andy and I and John and Allie over in the Bowman office will help you out at 701-523-7366.
All right, well, I hope you get that foot or two of snow you need out there, because... Well, you guys are always just a day or three away from a drought.
We are, but it'll be coming. We hope.
Jim Sabby of Pipers, thank you.
Thank you very much.